Welcome, listeners, to the stories of my life, based on my doings, on Silenzo's runnings, the TikTok that life is, dynamism in motion. Every day, every second, every nanosecond, once you take a step forward into time, even if you take it back, you've already taken it forward. Every action can't be called back. It can only be learnt from. You can only learn from the past. You can't call it back. Welcome once again to my listeners from around the world, please. As you listen to this episode, I really want you to reason the discussions hereafter. You understand? And we really need to, based on the ticking of time, act. Now, we are not fighting anybody. But you see, the embodiment of gorgeous that we are, the brilliant that they call us, it is not a mistake, neither is it a parody. Original, I will be, come on, many, you know, nah. Life is moving forward. Our intellectual capacity must come to the fore, not only as Nigerians, not only as Africans, but as humans all over the world. Life is a reality. If you make a statement, you will tell us where you saw it from. Welcome once again. Now, it be like say I dey greet, I be go. Now, pidgin I be like say I go really still matter to for this one. English no fit cut am on no vex because na shege eyes I dey take analyze the matter. Analysis through the eyes of shege and IBDs because. When we all deal like that, they groove our groove, they maintain, you know, inside the Buga God promise us. World Bank, what did they call World Bank? War, W-A-R Bank, what did they call World Bank? I do timeline, you know, because I know they talk this matter since, now this is a joke. I won't make a call on, I won't feel reason on. You understand, you seek truth from the information. You can't get gas. We go chase them, come out. You yourself, check on them. On the 6th of February, according to the Nairamatics, because I go back again, go read down, farming report. I just Google World Bank farming report. It show me. I got to read down, give you now, so that now go figure, you know, check. It's serious fast this thing, you know, because how Percy go write as a hair? Now, be this now. No man, I don't vex about this one, no. The work don't reach you, hair. 06224 Nairamatic severe food crisis in Nigeria in 2024. Do you know what it means for someone to just start say our food crisis go severe? We no get any catastrophe last year, unlike last before last we talk say even flood happen. We 150 hectares waka last year. We not get to hey. But World Bank, what did they call World Bank? Just he just released reports ni. As the god of evil, say severe food crisis in Nigeria in 2024. He stated this in its food security report because of banditry and armed conflict. It will reduce the standard of living. It will reduce the standard of living. You don't get it. No, it's a confession of an intention. It is simply a confession of an intention because the only thing America and the US does. He sell weapons. That's the only you know it as a truth. Now, I really don't understand how someone, because you need to ask who wrote it. Where do you think reach there? You just stand, you don't look any, you don't call any data from our past. You don't call any data from our past, though. So nobody say you they extrapolate time, come no 2024. You just decide as the originator general of evil. Say severe is not as we have food crisis. It says severe food crisis. Severe. Say farming go there. 8 states just write report as outlook for 2024. When Nigeria has not agreed for everybody, you're not finished for them. I'm not even going to go check that. I say, before you know, a World Food Program, don't they buy food for 26.5 million people? Say our June and our August must get our, he must get our new. Nobody saying our God, oh, now the evil plotters. Now, next thing, inside paper, we may not do, just they Google this thing, your World Food Program, go on their website.
They know they lie. They tell the fools we are the truth of what is going to happen to us, as the God of our lives. Because how they shout, give all you youth, chase them, may they not look back, may they not cross bridge. Chase them, come out. You see, we guys chase them. Okay, Mona still the teaching our play. Next thing, what food program say, don't stop to the buy food, say our food don't too expensive. Till as we are, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu knew, Akpabio knew, Abasi knew, they have not called them to question. See, the simple question is, how many days did you buy food and how much food were you buying per day? I say, this our intelligence cannot be usurped by this idiot too. Mona reason well, though. Now, as that one comes to just ago, now kidnap you, see John Abuja, he kidnap you everywhere. In fact, another time, mouthpiece of the Oracle, now tomato paste review with the persecute from Abuja HQ for Lagos. Can you imagine why Abuja was burning? But due to the, you know, gallantry of Nigerians and complaining, and I never just complain this one day, now chorus I had to find, now solo I did, lowly at the top now with this. So, because if now chorus this, all of us join us for this, join me for this talk, question these people, like people will get sense, who I know say now be, almost solution. Go show everywhere. You understand that kind of thing. But you know, based on, you know, advanced tactical knowledge of the Nigerian police, Ishigbai, they don't bring the kidnapping with the other security agencies. They don't nip them in the bud. They call the jealous again. No, I'm a man that they watch you because they're not there here. This Kenya girl don't talk about Afri planning. When people that have never been to Nigeria before, they've never been to Africa before, they are the ones planning for us. She had the madness, don't they? Okay. So I can't look at them. Say, on the 26th of the same February, Pope Francis is worried over the rising kidnapping and says it's extremely concerning. They use the word, look at the words they use. First, it is severe. Now, it is extremely concerning, according to the Pope. Meanwhile, I mentioned it in my podcast, but Pope, why are you calling all the day concerned now with the kidnapping? Don't come go down. Oh boy. As Yoruba people, if you be Igbo outside near that tribe, find your own proverb. For Yoruba, Ajekilano Omokuloni. Interpretation. Which shot yesterday? Pikin died today. They know they look for Uduamo. So by the time the Pope said that, you understand, on the 26th of February, by the 7th of March, we don't hear the kidnapping report of pupils. They don't kidnap for Bornu. They don't kidnap for Kaduna. They don't kidnap for... I always told you they had cells. Okay, good. Now, here's what is now really worrying me. As Nigerians, as usual, security agencies are trying to unravel, you know, the mystery. You understand? Running helter-skelter, everybody sitting down. As we are like this, I was reading that Bornu has now said that pupils should, you know, close at 12 noon. Now, In a jiffy, I don't see headline. At-risk schools have been collated in 14 states. 14. Now, what I want Nigerians and Africans to pick out of this is how they are spreading the fear. They are spreading it. And I looked at that. How can you just transfer? Okay, we have some problems. How can you now extrapolate it to 14 states? Using which data? Using which record? Because to extrapolate, you must first of all have, you know, the happenings and the patterns. Do you understand? I now went further. I now looked at it. Who said this thing? They now said, and they say, says FG. I was now like, our government, now they spread fear. Now I can't read, I'm going to say, the national coordinator of the financing safe school in Nigeria, Haija Halima Iliya. I was not like, Nigeria and I, you are now spreading it to 14 states. They said famine and banditry will be in 18 states. But they have now, you understand, enlarged it that kidnapping will now be in 14 states. You understand? Yeah, good. And I looked at it that Safe School was launched by the UN. By the UN. Now, what now got me thinking is not that it is the UN. I'm like, we have issues in some schools in Nigeria, no doubt. You extrapolate it to 14 states. 14 states out of 36. That's a hefty chunk of our percentage as a nation. But of all the violence that happens in American schools, there's no World Bank report, there's no UN report, there's nobody's report. But our own like this, look at all this evil. Now, what I have found out, what I have always been saying, and this was what the military did under Maizazi's administration, that they kicked off all their aids, all these useless aids. Because I'm reading today now about this abduction and those that have escaped. Now, BBC, I did read that from. Now, you see, all these people, always in our business, must leave this country. We don't want BBC correspondent. BBC, with headquarters in Abuja, wrote that Buhari left us with a legacy of kidnapping. Now, what I want Nigerian youth to really be busy about with their handles. Remember, with your handles, because you have the power to express yourself fully without you, you understand, going into anything physical. Express your spirit, you understand, let relieve free your mind on these issues, discussing intellectually, looking for information that adds meaning to what you are saying. The internet and life right now is a camera roll. Nobody can lie to us. The Western nations, the Westerners, the Americans, they have found out that the so-called media is a, you know, mover of fake news, BBC being one of them. So they are not there to help you. You understand? They are to destabilize UN in our, you understand? UN, UAID, a UN that they will veto, that they can kill someone, a tank can climb another human being. There is no frenemy in it. They are the enemy. This one that you will start saying they want to help you, you have a problem, you now carry them and expose yourself must stop. President Bola Ahmed Tinubu. We fight, make you reach there. You can't hand over our life to World Bank and IMF. World Bank. How have they served you? I told you from day one. I said, these people are not looking for anything good for you. See, Nigerians, it is time to start to sell your dollar, Sha. I just make a give on a heads up because China, Russia, and those that hold their bonds, they are offloading it. Do you understand? And Naira and Naira, they take due rebound. All this money, loan, way President Bola, I don't know how far. They will just write grant. And President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, thinking now that Nigerians, of all the human beings, are the ones that all these newspaper, all these channels, all of them, they will just talk story, we will believe. I'm going to fast you. Yes, we imbibe it. We see what you are doing. But anybody that is incompetent these days, they don't waste time telling them. Of all these political compensation as ministers, Omo, is that time you start to find a political compensation that, you understand, has the prerequisite knowledge and understanding of the work? Because it is disheartening for the Minister of Power to be telling us that 65% of the entire power value chain is subsidized and we don't have light. Who are we working for? Look, all these you and your friends not make Omo. Now we in our country. Now, to the owners of the country, the Legberian and the life form, me and you be that too, all of us together. Because we go vibe to positivity, you know, the gizan are saying, make we day where the vibe day, where your vibe day. On this UN and IMF controlling us, is it not time we chase them out? See, man, I tell you now where it reach, eh? France as it is right now, they are not telling you. To see how useless mainstream media is, France is burning right now, you know, go see her for even BBC. So when BBC know if you carry France, can't they carry your own kidnapping? You suppose no, say now then they kidnap the kidnapper. They are the ones behind it. They are the ones behind it. And the solution is not even just the Nigerian Army and the Nigerian Police alone. I have always begged that we should do a National Security Act where we involve, you understand, the emirs, the kings, and you know the local structure into our security architecture. And why, if they have still not done that or they don't agree, please, the youths of our land, the gallant youth of the greatest of continents, let's organize. Forget what they carry you. If better stone touch you, who gone? You go, no, the 360 ways around them. Nobody knows your territory more than you. Whole ground. Everybody has whole ground. Because they have now spread fear. That's how they always spread fear. The whole fear they take hold the Middle East down now na atomic bomb. I call the one that say, why would I go fear that nonsense now? If they bomb atomic bomb for Saudi Arabia, the breeze go reach Israel. How many be everywhere? You know what they fear the way they fear fear. And we know they fear any fear. Oh man, only God we know. We know see evil, we fear no one. All this one, I say paper so. And it's because the knot is very big. But you understand, we have to try and find one way to fill it up. And we have to be responsible. Blacks, because it's not be Nigeria, all of us now. You understand, Is it time to start to fight for what is ours? These people not going to leave us. But you see, not be still say we carry gun. We will speak to it. Everywhere they are talking about it, we carry our intelligence there. Everywhere, anything they say, we will counter it. Every word they speak, every confession, we will let them know how it is a confession. I like that, and it encourages me, because I saw a Ghanaian podcast where they were discussing, you know, the obscene things that were happening, the incompetence happening in Ghana. Say, after spending $16 million, why would they have this? This is what we need on the continent. Affritude is not mine. I always ask it. I think it's one lady that actually did it. And why I actually do it is because that is Africans asking their leaders for accountability or something like that. You understand? I just say, that's what we really need. Please, we not grieve for anybody this year. The sense we get, they move with us, our humanity. We not deliver for us. If you talk, what you're supposed to talk, you ask a question where you not plan answer. Omo, Africans, wake up. The entire world, Ramadan Kareem to all the Muslims. Brothers and sisters, they are threatening on Rafah. They still bomb somewhere on Rafah. To the Zionist. See, failure, now we give up. If you want to actually be remembered at all for anything for good, you better start it now. Personally, I'm counting it. Nigerians, if you are not joined the world to banter the Zionist into oblivion, all this kidnapping, all this nonsense, they sell owner. All this cheap, they call owner, no go stop. Because if you say you gallant, you can't see Jesus where they inferior to you. Call the game floor. See me, they shine. Omo, you get the hustle to shine now. For who is supposed to piss on top? All these ones. Omo, well, I didn't see the sign, but my body, they hurt. Because they kill children and women. Women and children for Gaza, for Rafah. As we did like this, the data is about 5 women die daily at the hands of the Zionists. And they have come home to roost. He tell us, he said, go recolonize us. See, if you are an impostor inside Africa, if Africans catch you, you're going to beg for police. Not time. Jebia, spirit man, see me, can they calm down? As you see me, so now calm, I calm. But if Africans catch you, make you the fear down. And this year, they know they talk about the intelligence, not they run out before. When I don't lose, I'm going to come back again. I beg the woto, the hungry me give una. Shebu na the court prick. Na think say no. So I don't know anything. Cause I know say juju did this life. Kuni dafia la yai. And he's on his ogun kill na. Nonsense. Chess you and come out, there is nothing common. There's no common goal that we share. We know they chop the same thing. We not get the same climate. Which one can be say all of us get one thing, maybe the same. They are the evil amongst us, guys. When you chase them out, that was what the president Muhammadu Buhari did that time, now former president. Because when the army said all the UN aid agencies should get out of the Northeast, Vice President Shiba just sat down with them, not give them conditions to come back. Well, we don't need anybody, because if we do not remove all of them, and let's even chase all of them out, let's see whether after chasing all of them out, do we have peace? Because with them, we don't have peace now. More who chase them, check our peace now. Who was the by force there? Come, well, anybody, Total Energies. Why, you see, a Nigerian Press Council, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, why would a journalist have the right to just collect any falsehood and print as news? Because Total Energies said that they have 100% completed this glass flaring, stopping glass flaring. 100%. A 10-year plan, they have achieved it in another 3 or 4. That is a fallacy now. But if it is not a truth, how dare you, as a journalist, just take it without confirmation? Any journalist that has not confirmed a story that has been given is not a journalist now. There's no journalism in you collecting information. You are not asking any question. You are not doing any investigation. We need look. I don't ask my own. You get sense pass me. Ask your own. We get sense pass my own. Because my solution will just define. And no more. Me I tell all of you na equo. You understand? They don't need to tell us. We go know. Feeling good na parara. Because as we they feed the heat like this, nobody they sell hardship give me. Now eyes of shaky everything be now. Anytime I look like this, I'll parara the thing, you look and where. So all that nonsense says, my girl, look these people where. Look these people where. Now there be the evil amongst us, Jare. UN and its agencies are the evil amongst us. The whole Africa, wake up. Thanks for listening. Do help me share. Thank you very much.